going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available if at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Watching any sport is a hell of a lot more exciting when you got a little something-something riding on the game. But what happens when the season is over? At my bookie, there is no off-season. NFL, NBA, Major League Baseball, NHL, boxing, heck, table tennis, MMA, and more. If they got it, you can bet it. If the games are being played, the line is on the board at MyBookie. Just remember, where you bet, though, is every bit as important, if not more so than what you're betting on. That's why I tell all my friends to go to MyBookie.ag. Oh, but my state just approved it. There's a big whatever, or these guys are in the market. Nah. Johnny come latelys. You want to trust them? Trust the bookie I've been working with for years, MyBookie. MyBookie has been ahead of the game for years now. And why does it matter? Oh, I don't know. Maybe a million reasons. Better lines, better payouts, less rules. You name it. Plus, you get a bonus with me at MyBookie.ag. Use promo code Charlie, Zulu, Alpha, Bravo, Echo. That's promo code Zabe. And get your deposit matched halfway up to $1,000. That's a free cash bonus for making your deposit. Use promo code ZABE to claim the offer. You bet, you win, and most importantly, you get paid with mybookie.ag. Today on the ZABEcast, it's Andy Polin, the guy I once derisively called Good Enough Andy, a man who knows more Redskins history than anybody, somebody who loved Chinese food, Tiger Woods, and 60 Minutes on Sundays, and a guy who taught me the word mushugana. Your bonus, uncensored 35-minute edition of the ZABEcast is locked and loaded, so buckle up and let's go!
Here we go!
Monday, May 12, 2025. Thank you for joining me. Another week begins. And Andy, all it takes is one. One email from one guy taking a swipe at you and your defenders, Andy's army, comes out in force.
What was the criticism?
Just, Andy sucks. How about that?
Okay. You know, like,
was it constructive or specific? No.
Oh, okay.
I had a couple people say they feel like the quality of the podcast has been declining. And I said, okay, well, in what way? How can I make it better? Better audio, better guests, longer, shorter, more insightful. Now with 25% more zingers, hot takes. I don't know. Just I'm all about it. But, you know, people also get tired of things. You know, when people get tired of me, and tired of what I do here on the ZABEcast, then by all means, go seek out something else. Everything, you would agree, Andy, in life, if you do it enough, even the stuff you enjoy, becomes more routine over time.
Yes, as George Harrison said, all things must end. But in my case, as you have noted many times over the years, I actually have a routine, which I kind of like. So
what have I always said? I said this about Solly. I said, one man's rut is another man's groove.
Right, right. And
are you in a rut or in a groove? Depends on your outlook on life.
I don't feel like it's a rut. I mean, if I was... You know,
no, it's not a rut. You're happy. Yeah. You're healthy. You do what you like. You don't what you don't. And you just came back from your granddaughter and sons.
Yeah. Right?
Your two grandkids. You came back on Mother's Day and had the most wonderful Sunday because you played with them and you goo goo gaga and then you gave them back to Samantha. Good luck.
Pretty much, yeah, and I don't have to worry about their college educations and, you know, making sure that they're not drinking underage, and that'll be their responsibility.
Yeah, you've got to be so proud of both your kids, but especially Samantha. She's done great. Still a practicing attorney?
Oh, yeah, yep. In fact, I help out with the babysitting of Aaron, who will go to daycare in about 6 weeks, but I like to walk him around the neighborhood during, you know, when I get off work during the day.
In the little stroller?
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah. And people look at you, you know, and they look at the kid and they go, you know, either they're thinking, geez, this old guy could have a baby, or it's grandpa. I don't know which one.
First Belichick, now this guy.
Exactly.
Disgusting. There is news on that. Plus, I'm going to play a game today called Hypothetical Andy. Andy. I think you'll like that. So here was one of many. I mean, many emails in defense of you. David Kennedy, he says, Zabe, good morning. From one who grew up in the mean streets of McLean and Great Falls and ran the very halls you did of Cooper Intermediate and Langley High. I truly appreciate all your takes and your willingness to voice stances and discuss sports or other topics and angles many won't. Writing this also in support of Andy. In my opinion, any true fan of yours should appreciate the nostalgia of the old radio show, which was my home commute for listening for years on terrestrial radio before I had to leave the DMV for good for work. I hope you keep doing them for years to come. Appreciate the effort. Maybe it's nostalgia influence, but unlike Waylon, that jerk, he was the guy Waylon who took a swipe at me and I guess you, I look forward to and always really enjoy when Good Enough Andy is on, and hope he remains a guest for a long time to come. And I agree. As long as you'll pick up the phone and put up with me for 35 minutes for free, I will call you on Sundays.
Somehow I fit you into my busy schedule after 60 minutes. I don't know how I do it, but I get it done.
I got what is the old Richie Pettibone line?
Oh, yeah. He says, I don't do anything. I wake up at noon. No, he says, I wake up at noon and then I get started not doing anything.
I remembered the line. Maybe I'm misremembering it, but it was, I don't have anywhere to be and I don't have to be there till noon.
That could be.
That's a good one. I like using that one a lot. You know, yeah. I got nowhere to be and I don't have to be there till noon. Sounds effing great.
Yeah, Richie retired at 56. He was pretty young when he retired, too.
Yeah. So, happy NFL schedule release week, Andy.
Mm-hmm.
Were you aware the NFL is going to release their schedule this week?
Yes, because I saw two what I thought were pretty well-respected female reporters carrying on like high school cheerleaders during the draft about how this is all going to happen May 14th. It was awful.
Here's the video of it. I finally saw it because I wanted to bring it up with you. I didn't see it. I was out there in the crowd that night, couldn't hear anything. Right. And everyone was reacting on Twitter like, what kind of pathetic woman-splaining is this? We know the schedule's coming out. Note it, ladies. Thank you. Now keep removing. Here was Laura Rutledge and Colleen Wolfe, two very talented, very lovely ladies, out there to do the most cringeworthy announcement of a future announcement of games we already know are going to be played. We just don't know when.
Second round. Meanwhile, we have an update on the scheduling release. Laura Rutledge and Colleen Wolf join us. Laura.
Ladies and gentlemen, NFL fans everywhere, hold on to your hats.
Whoa, hold on to our hats.
Oh, wow. I can't believe it.
Live from the heart of the NFL draft right here in Green Bay, Wisconsin. That's right, Colleen. The schedule release marks a pivotal moment in the NFL calendar. It sets
Wait. Is it really pivotal? Was the offseason heading one direction, and then once the schedule is released, it pivots, Andy, to another direction?
And are we sitting here May 13th? Gee, I wonder if they'll have a schedule this year. Because if they don't, nobody's going to know where to play.
I hope it's not week to week. I want to make plans.
Thrilling season. Yeah, this is when we get to geek out over every single game and bye week, the primetime revenge rematches, those late season divisional dates that end up deciding playoff spots. Who's playing at Lambeau in December?
Ooh, wow. I'm sure it'll be somebody, Andy, playing in Lambeau in December.
Somebody among the opponents that you already know.
And knowing how the NFL backloads divisional games, I'm guessing it'll be the Bears, the Vikings, or the Lions.
Okay, how about these rookies, the players who are here tonight?
How about those guys?
Where do they make their
new
NFL
players
debut?
Where
will they make their debuts? I don't know.
We're going to find that out as well. Let's not forget the expanding lineup of international games.
Oh, that's right. There's more international games. Just what nobody in America wanted.
As well as Christmas, Thanksgiving Day. There's so many captivating matchups. It's the best.
Yes, because nothing says holiday cheer like watching your team destroy another.
So, without further ado, everybody, get it together.
Get it together.
Mark your calendars.
Yeah.
Get your alarms.
Uh-huh.
The schedule will be
your alarms.
On.
It's at night.
May 14th.
Oh, my
there
God.
There we go.
We can't wait. You can tweet it out. Tell everybody.
Oh, I've got, really? I got permission to tweet it out? Holy crap. Okay. Here we go. Hold on.
One of them works for the NFL, Colleen Wolf.
Yes.
The other one is with ESPN and has done really good reporting work. I saw her work when they had the shooting during the Sugar Bowl. She was excellent.
Yeah. No, she's really. You know what? To me, fascinates me about Rutledge is she has remained a bit of a cipher in today's day and age of knowing everything about everybody.
Mm-hmm.
Do you know much about Laura Rutledge? She's married.
I know that, yeah.
Does she have kids?
I think she does.
Okay. You ever seen them?
No.
Where's she from?
I don't know.
I think Florida, but you don't really hear about it. Who's her favorite team?
I don't know. Yeah.
I mean, she's just a classy, tall, lean, elegant woman that's good on television and knows her sports, but has remained very low key. Unlike Joy Taylor, who is back after that little, you know, just go away for a while this whole thing dies down. And she's on podcast talking about how young she would go in terms of dating a man.
That's Jason Taylor's sister, I believe.
It is, yes.
Yeah.
And boy, the genetic beauty genes in that family, because Taylor is a great-looking dude, right?
Oh, I guess, yeah. I would think so. Well, you think I'm looking at him like he's a good-looking guy?
Okay, you don't have to be that squeamish, Andy. I mean, Jason Taylor was a good-looking guy. Okay.
I know he's in great shape. He played professional football.
So the NFL schedule release. I mean, I do get excited for it a little bit because you want to be able to look ahead to the fall. It's just sort of what it does to me is it puts in my mind the feel-good months of fall into the holidays with football. And the 1 year, 2010, that I was looking like, holy shit, we might actually have a strike in which there is no football played. And when that was contemplated, and I as a fan was going, what will it be like? It was horrible to think about the fall and the holidays without football.
Yeah, well, we went 2 months in 1982 with no football.
I know, but that was before the NFL became this absolute land-grabbing, tank-tread-churning machine, right? That is dominating every month of the year. This is the 1 month, May, that I always get the sense that there's a lull, and because the schedule gives them another shot of adrenaline, but like this past week, I was seeing things on my social media like, which safeties do you like better? The old school safeties like Ed Reed and Troy Polamalu or the new school safeties like Bing, Bing, and Bing? And I go, okay, clearly people are just like, can we get back to talking about football? I know it's been all basketball lately. Can we talk about football?
Right. You know what? Also, I've noted this UFL that they combined the USFL and the XFL.
Yeah.
The ratings are down like 35%.
Are they really?
Yeah, I'm wondering if they're just going to go away again because the NFL gives you so much football content in the spring that games involving people you don't really care about in front of empty stadiums, I don't know if it's going to last again.
Yeah. Well, according to CBS Sports, here's your top 10 games coming up this year. Number 10, Bears are back at Raljohn to take on the Commanders after the debacle of last year, so that should be fun.
Prime time, I'm sure. Probably a prime time game.
Probably. The Bengals at the Bills, again. Mm-hmm. The Lions at the Chiefs, again. The Eagles are at Buffalo, and this is a sexy one because it'll be the first time that Josh Allen and Jalen Hurts will have met since their overtime thriller 2 years ago. So not the first time ever, but it's first time in a couple of years. The Lions are going to Washington, So that's revenge right there. The Lions are going to Philly. That should be a good one. The Ravens are going to the Chiefs again. That's how the season began with that foot out of bounds at the end of the game.
Plus divisional teams. Yeah.
Ravens at the Chiefs.
No, that's not divisional. I thought you said
yes.
Oakland. Yeah, right. Raiders. And,
Ravens at Bills, which is a rematch of a playoff game. The Chiefs at the Bills, a rematch of a playoff game that's non-divisional. And then the Eagles at Kansas City, which is a rematch of the Super Bowl, is number one.
Mm.
So on the schedule front, our friend Kevin Sheehan of Team 980 has for years done his mock schedule release.
Right. And he says it's a win if he gets one.
He did get one out of 17. Oh, really?
He said he got four once, yes.
Yeah, right. It's hard to do, especially now with the game scattered to the wind, not just physically in the U.S., but also throughout the week on Thursday, Saturday, Sunday, Monday, special event Wednesday. Don't forget about Christmas. And they're scattered on all kinds of streaming services now. Amazon Prime, Peacock as well. So it's hard to get them all right. Here's the juiciest schedule thing I've heard so far. Aaron Charles Rodgers. You know he has not yet come out to say what he's doing, but there is a growing feeling looking at Pittsburgh like, hold on, they're probably got him in the bag, that they're just waiting. What are they waiting for? The last time Rodgers was on Pat McAfee, he hinted at some larger personal stuff that he was dealing with, in which he had to deal with it before he made a full committed decision to the team. Okay. You want to know the alt theory on this?
Love it. Love to hear it. What's the theory?
The alt theory, because he was seen with what looked like a wedding band on his hand at the Kentucky Derby last weekend. The alt theory is that he's married and that his wife is a big woo-woo astrology, health and wellness person, because, you know, all these ayahuasca retreats, that's the kind of guy he would probably end up marrying, right?
Right.
And she, according to one theory from some Pittsburgh radio guys, is advising him, don't announce you're playing until after the league makes the schedule. Then you'll get fewer night games because they're not going to schedule the Steelers into some primetime night games if he's not playing. And therefore, it'll be to your advantage because you won't be playing at night. He's almost 40. You know how you get when you get older, Andy. You want a glass of milk and go to bed after watching Matlock.
Okay, but I don't think that's...
Try that theory on for size. To me, it makes perfect sense. If he wants to avoid a lot of night games and Monday games, why not wait and make the NFL call his bluff?
He's a narcissist. Why does he want to be out of the spotlight? He wants to be always in the spotlight.
Yeah, but he had a month and a half to be in the spotlight, and he chose not to by not committing.
Well, what he's doing, though, is he's keeping himself in the spotlight by not putting himself in the spotlight, because that's all everybody talks about, except when we get distracted by Belichick and his young girlfriend.
All right, so let's say the schedule comes out and the Steelers, without Rodgers, get one or two primetime games. They'll still get one or two, even with, I guess, their backup plan is, what's his name at quarterback? The
Mason Rudolph.
Mason Rudolph, the dented head one after Myles Garrett clocked him with his helmet. So, and then as soon as the schedule comes out and it's light on a Steelers primetime order, Rodgers says, hey guys, good news. Going to play for Mike Tomlin. Will you then believe my theory that that's what he did?
No, because it doesn't seem to be that great of an advantage to be playing in the afternoon versus night. You may be right, but it seems odd.
Okay. All right. Well, just keep that in the back of your mind this week. Hey, don't forget, Andy, Wednesday is the schedule coming out, okay? Wednesday.
I heard that, yes.
Have you marked your calendars?
I have,
Have you set your alarms?
Yes. You know, it used to be a fax that would come down the machine, and somebody would pick it off and go, oh, good, we got something to talk about this afternoon.
Yeah.
And now they turn it into this extravaganza. Crazy.
Watching any sport is a hell of a lot more exciting when you got a little something-something riding on the game. But what happens when the season is over? At my bookie, there is no off season. NFL, NBA, Major League Baseball, NHL, boxing, heck, table tennis, MMA, and more. If they got it, you can bet it. If the games are being played, the line is on the board at my bookie. Just remember, where you bet, though, is every bit as important, if not more so than what you're betting on. That's why I tell all my friends to go to mybookie.ag. Oh, but my state just approved it. There's a big whatever, or these guys are in the market. Nah. Johnny come latelys. You want to trust them? Trust the bookie I've been working with for years, MyBookie. MyBookie has been ahead of the game for years now. And why does it matter? Oh, I don't know. Maybe a million reasons. Better lines, better payouts, less rules, you name it. Plus, you get a bonus with me at MyBookie.ag. Use promo code Charlie, Zulu, Alpha, Bravo, Echo. That's promo code ZABE, and get your deposit matched halfway up to $1,000. That's a free cash bonus for making your deposit. Use promo code ZABE to claim the offer. You bet, you win, and most importantly, you get paid with mybookie.ag. The drive to basketball championships, the grind of raising the cup in hockey. From the court to the ice, today's elite athletes know success depends on having the right team behind them. Same goes for protecting your family's financial future. SelectQuote's licensed agents are your all-star team for finding customized, affordable life insurance that scores big on coverage and savings. SelectQuote has nearly 40 years of experience helping 2 million customers find over $700 billion in coverage. Other brokers offer one-size-fits-all policies that might cost more and cover less. SelectQuote's agents work for you to tailor the right policy in just 15 minutes. Worried about health conditions? SelectQuote partners with carriers covering high blood pressure, diabetes, and even heart disease. No major health issues, get same-day coverage with no medical exam. Get the right life insurance for you for less at SelectQuote.com/ZABE. That's SelectQuote.com/ZABE today to get started. SelectQuote.com/Charlie Zulu Alpha Bravo Echo. SelectQuote, they shop. You save.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
If you work as a manufacturing facilities engineer, installing a new piece of equipment can be as complex as the machinery itself. From prep work to alignment and testing, it's your team's job to put it all together. That's why it's good to have Grainger on your side. With industrial-grade products and next-day delivery, Grainger helps ensure you have everything you need close at hand through every step of the installation. Call 1-800-GRAINGER, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
In New Orleans over the weekend, Derek Carr announced his retirement officially from the NFL. 11 years, lots of injuries, and he made $206 million when it was all said and done. Somebody had the perfect tweet saying, either he's the worst good quarterback we've ever seen, or he's the best bad quarterback. I'm not sure which.
Good point.
What do you make of Derek Carr retiring after 11 years, $206 million richer, and never having been in any meaningful playoff game I can remember?
Yeah, I mean, I would put him in the Andy Dalton class, wouldn't you?
I would say that's a decent comp right there, right?
Yeah, been around a while. You don't see guys usually leaving at 34, and with modern surgeries, it seems strange that a rotator cuff injury would end his career, but I guess so.
So now they've got on their roster Jake Haener, Spencer Rattler, and this rookie Tyler Shuck, who's 26 years old, and nobody knew who he was but your boy Mel until a month ago.
Right.
That might be the shittiest quarterback room to enter a season since the Cleveland Browns, who are going to have this incredible four-pack. And by the way, they had their mini camp this weekend. Shedeur Sanders spoke and said – he thinks his story is going to be a lot like Brady's in that he came from a low draft position to be an all-time great. And people are like, okay, you should just stop with any Brady comparison whatsoever.
Right, yeah. The only comparison is you were late-round picks. That's it. Right. That's it. Yeah.
Right. Meanwhile, there was a headline I saw that made me think of you about the NFL's industrial hype machine that never stops. Headline, mm-hmm. Titans Ward already showing he's a great leader.
Oh, yeah. Right.
And I was like, okay, don't click this article. Don't click this article. Don't click this article. Damn it, I did anyway. You know, these stories write themselves every year. Like, oh, he took the offensive line to dinner and paid for it. See, he's a good leader. I saw him barking out instructions on the practice field in shorts and no helmets. He's a good leader.
Well, it's like pro days, you know, that you see these guys throwing to receivers in shorts. Does that represent a game? No.
No. Also, the Jaguars say that Travis Hunter is going to start working defensive reps this week. He says he's going to play both ways. Others are skeptical, including those who point out he's 188 pounds soaking wet with nickels in his pockets.
Yeah, I think the bigger money is at wide receiver, and that's probably going to determine what he wants to do.
Do you think he would play two ways?
No, no.
Who has anyone done it in the NFL?
Well, it was Troy Brown who did it for the Patriots for a little bit.
Troy Brown did do it as a Patriot. That's a good call right there.
Very few offensive plays. Dion did it when Michael Irvin got nailed in the White House thing. Not that White House.
But Dion played a smattering of offensive snaps. Would you agree?
But when Michael Irvin was out, he played more than just a few.
Did he really?
He didn't go full time, but he played a number while they were waiting for Irvin's suspension to end.
I'm going to look this up. How many? I'm not doubting you, Andy. I'm just looking it up. How many offensive snaps do you think he played in that 1 year? Do you know what year that would be?
Could have been. Well, Irvin's last year was 99, and Dion got there. I would say 96 or 97, maybe.
Okay.
Makes sense.
Let's see here. Defense and fumbles is the first grid on Football Reference. Oh, receiving and rushing. Here we go. Holy. Andy Pollin. Look at
you. Got it.
96.
Yeah.
Guess how many catches he had in 96? Deion Sanders.
25?
36.
Yeah. How about that?
36 catches and a touchdown and a pretty good yards per reception of 13.2. Got 67 targets and actually, you know, I guess played offense in 15 of the 16 games.
Yeah. Well, and every time Travis Hunter gets burned for a touchdown, if he's playing both ways, well, you see, you can't do both.
Oh, God, I guess so. Back to the Belichick-Hudson thing.
Oy, oy, oy.
Pablo Torre, no longer on ESPN, is doing a podcast, and I love the angle of his podcast because he's a real journalist, you know?
Oh, yeah. Went to Harvard. He worked for Sports Illustrated. He's a journalist. Absolutely.
Right. Okay. So he's doing real journalism, and the name of his podcast is Pablo Torre Finds Out. And I love it because so many things fall into the cracks where they make a big headline in sports, and then we forget about it, and nobody follows up. So if Pablo Torre is going to mow this lawn, I'm here for it. I'm going to tip him on this one. But Pablo Torre had this juicy one about Jordan Hudson the other day.
What has happened publicly since we last gathered? Number one, okay? Two sources at the University of North Carolina tell me that there has been a decision. It was made last week by the higher-ups inside the athletic department that had hired Bill Belichick to be the highest-paid public employee, not just coach, in the state of North Carolina at $10 million a year. And that decision was that Jordan Hudson is no longer allowed in the football building.
Okay.
She is not allowed on the football field.
Oh. Mm-hmm.
Quote, don't think you'll be hearing much from Jordan moving forward.
Wow, Andy. They just went and ordered the hit.
But North Carolina denied she's been banned. They said she's not an employee.
They would say that because Torre went on Dan Patrick and said the following.
In the final 30 seconds, what do you think is next in this story?
I think you're going to see people push back on the reporting out of North Carolina that I've said, which is that there was a power struggle in which the adults had to intervene. I think there will be disagreement about that. And I think that what is happening to my phone will continue to happen, which is that it will continue to melt. I signed up for this. I get it. Aggregation interviews like this are all great. I hope people listen to the episode. But I can tell you that everybody who's dealt with Jordan Hudson, and one person said, quote, she is the worst person I've ever dealt with on earth, and I have dealt with actual sociopaths. I'm not saying that that is everybody. I'm just saying this story, Dan, is extreme, and there's a lot, including injectable erectile dysfunction drugs, as just a brief tease for what else.
Oh, well, I am going to so listen to that episode. Pablo,
okay,
my friend.
But I mean, the last part there, it's inevitable at 73. I mean, let's not hold that against him.
But still, though.
Yeah.
Still.
I know. Look, it's incredible. And I wonder about this. He's got a buyout of $1 million June 1st. He could be gone. He may never coach for them.
Oh, that's the thing. Yeah. Everyone is looking, you know, towards this June 1 date. I mean, if he doesn't coach for them, what's he going to do? He's done in the NFL. We know that.
Oh, yeah. Look, this stuff, this buried him. And by the way, I think he also reveals in this podcast that she's added a year to her age because they started dating, apparently, when she was 19. I know it's legal still, but...
But it looks unseemly.
Yeah.
So she's added... the one story I read about her family, they owned a fishing company, mm-hmm. and... The fishing company in Maine went under because their fishing grounds got closed by the state, and so their parents split up. And her mom, you know what her mom is doing now?
No,
she's running a sex toy shop up in some small town in like Nantucket.
Oh, the NFL loves that, I'm sure.
It's just so fantastic, right there.
Well, did you hear the part where she negotiated that she was going to be in a commercial?
Yes.
Comes disappears, comes back in a tiny yellow polka dot bikini. We know that song.
Mm.
And they go, okay, we're rolling, babe. And apparently weren't even shooting tape of it.
Oh, I didn't hear that part about
it. Oh, yeah. Yeah. This was some commercial that she negotiated.
Was it part of the
Dunkin'?
Well, it was part of the Dunkin' commercial.
Yes,
so she insisted on being there. As soon as I saw her in that commercial in the Super Bowl, I was like, oh, there we go. Now I know. Because there's no reason for her to be in there. It had a bunch of celebrities in there, and then this tart. And you're like, what's she doing in there?
And she apparently had a relationship with someone in his 60s not that long ago. She seeks out older men, obviously.
Oh, one of our listeners, who shall remain nameless, who I've golfed with, said, I know the dude that she used to date. Because they cross paths down in South Florida. How funny is that? I got to call my guy. But she looks like an absolute shameless social climber and a absolutely ruthless go get the bag by whatever means necessary.
And when I saw her go out on the field in those 5-inch heeled boots, that's I'm sorry. It's legal. It's his girlfriend. It's not a good look.
It's not an inspiring look, is it, for young men playing football that feel like, hey, I really want to actually do well. Mm-hmm. So what's she doing here?
Exactly.
All right. Did you ever watch Yellowstone?
I have not, no.
I mean, it was quite popular for a while.
Yeah.
Did it not interest you?
I just haven't gotten to it. I have it, I guess, on Netflix or Prime or one of those things. I'm sure I can watch it if I want to.
What's weird is it was on Paramount, then it was on Peacock, and then somebody owned it, and they pulled it off, and they moved it over here, and then the new season was over here, but the old episodes were over there. I got through a lot of it. I really liked it. I called it Horse Pranos because it's like the Sopranos, but on horseback with beautiful settings out west. But one of the characters, Beth Dutton, the daughter of Kevin Costner's character, smoke show, middle-aged woman who is ruthless. And here's, in regards to Jordan Hudson, here's the best life advice she gave to some kid that they were going to take in on the ranch, who is like a 12-year-old boy, explaining to him how the world works. Take a listen.
There is only 4 ways to get rich, kid. 4. That's it. 1. Inherit it. That ain't happening for you. 2. You steal it. You do not have, my friend, the patience, the power, or quite honestly, the intellect to steal anything of substance and keep it. So, 3. Work really, really fucking hard. Okay.
Wait for
you. You learn. You fail. Wait. Learn more, fail more. And don't let anyone outwork you.
Okay. Here we go, Andy.
Never.
Here we go.
What's up, Dream 4? Learn how to suck a dick like you lost your car keys in it.
See, I think you would like Yellowstone. Bit violent at times, just as a warning.
I like violence, but it took me. Look, I didn't get started on Breaking Bad till it had been off 5 or 6 years. So
same as me. Yeah, I didn't start watching until it was over, and then I loved it. I was like, "Oh my
god, this thing is." And Better Call Saul was good too.
I know, and I like like that series. I'm stuck in the middle of it, and now I can't remember where I left off.
Yeah,
that's frustrating. Now I'm like, do I just start over, or do I try to pick it up? Because it's been years now since I lost the scent of the trail.
Don't they tell you though where you are next episode? Or what? It shows me what I've watched.
It does. But sometimes I downloaded episodes before a flight out of order, and so I was missing episode 12, and then I watched episode 13 and said none of this makes sense because I didn't watch 12, and I was like, shit, I got to go back now. It's been a bit of a nightmare. Yeah. All right, let's get to this hypothetical, Andy. You ready? Mm-hmm. Something I figured a little game I'd play with you. Hypothetical Andy. Whose career would you rather have had in sports broadcasting, hypothetically? Jim McKay or Bob Costas?
Ooh, that's a good one.
McKay, older, so he presided over a much different sports landscape than Costas. And I don't know if McKay went as long as Costas, because Costas is still doing it.
Not that much, though. He left the MLB Network. I don't know what
he
does now.
He did a couple playoff games and got roasted for them, I believe,
a
couple of years ago. So who would you have rather have been if you could choose, McKay or Costas?
Well, I like baseball. I don't love baseball as much as Costas does, so I'll take Jim McKay.
Okay, hypothetical Andy. If you had to be strapped in a chair as punishment and played 8 continuous hours of a sport and being forced to watch every minute of it, would you choose the WNBA or Turkish soccer with subtitles?
I would have to choose the WNBA, but that's the lesser of two evils. I really
either one would not be very fun, right?
Yeah. I just don't have the great interest in either one.
All right, hypothetical Andy. You can only eat one at every barbecue you go to for the rest of your life. Hamburger or cheeseburger, hot dog or chicken? Hamburger, hot dog, or chicken. You must only eat one at every barbecue for the rest of your life.
I would take chicken, I think. Really? It's hard to tell, though, if it's prepared properly. You know, you gotta make it properly.
I was going to say it could be dry.
Yeah.
And could be poorly seasoned. I mean, you're taking a much bigger risk on the chicken. A hot dog, it's boring, but you know what you're getting, right?
Right, but it takes years off your life. There's too many nitrates in there.
Now, you could argue, I will take a hamburger off the menu because I can get hamburgers in restaurants. Mm-hmm. You're not going to get a hot dog in a restaurant for the most part. I'm talking barbecues only. You go to a barbecue. What do you want, Andy? Chicken, hot dog, cheeseburger. You have to only have one every time you go.
I'd probably take the chicken, but the hot dogs are available at delicatessens. Sometimes they wrap them in like salami, and you can put the deli mustard on them. I like that.
Ooh, okay.
Yeah.
All right, last one, hypothetical Andy. If you could time travel back in your radio career and do one of the two following, either make an extra $100,000 over the length of your career, which let's say is about 10 grand a year before taxes. I mean, 100 grand is a lot of money, but, you know, over a long span, whatever. Would you rather time travel to make 100 grand extra over 20 plus years or kill some asshole's radio career that you know was a bad guy. Which would you rather have, Andy?
That is the easiest of easiest choices I could ever imagine. I'll take door number B.
That juicy. And do I get to find out who that would be? Or is that for another episode in the future?
I think you can guess, but
okay.
He started a show that has the initials MC, and let's leave it at that.
Okay, I will leave it at that. All right, Andy, NBA playoffs are going on. We didn't talk about any of that here on this podcast. I'm sure I'll get criticism for that. If you would like some NBA scores and analysis, boy, oh boy, there's got to be a lot of podcasts that'll talk about it. The Thunder even their series against the Nuggets, 92-87 today. And right now the Pacers and Cavaliers are going at it.
I would say this about these playoffs, just anecdotally. Never turn them off when a team is up by 20. Don't do it.
I would agree. There's been an amazing number of comebacks. Do you agree with the notion of, is the NBA better when the Knicks are good? Do you believe that? You do?
Yes. Yes, I do.
Your New York bias is showing through there, right?
Well, but when I was a kid, the team, the New York, the 70 Knicks were the thing. That was it. They, you know, five guys who passed the ball. It was a better brand of basketball than they play now. I'm sorry.
Right. Did you also see the tweet from, I believe, ESPN? This guy for the Knicks cannot make a free throw to save his life.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, yeah. What's his name? Robinson?
Mitchell Robinson, right?
Yeah.
I mean, every one of them is just a painful, oh, God, he's going to brick it. He's going to brick it. He's going to brick it. So he goes to the line. And he finally makes one at home, and the crowd erupts. And ESPN tweeted, some things are bigger than basketball. And they had the heart hands emoji. And many people were like, he doesn't have cancer. He just sucks at free throws. What the hell are you talking about?
I would visit Rick Barry and spend a summer learning how to shoot underhand if I were he.
Right.
That's what I would do.
Plus, cheering for your own player when he finally makes a free throw. Is all about basketball. It's not bigger than basketball. It's literally about the basketball.
Yes, indeed.
This is what having 22-year-old Zoomers run ESPN social media does for you. You get the dumbest shit ever.
Oh, yeah. Anything that didn't happen before SportsCenter didn't happen.
Doesn't exist. All right. Andy, always a pleasure. Thank you for your time, and we will see you next week.
All right, Zach. Take care.
See you, buddy.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Watching any sport is a hell of a lot more exciting when you got a little something-something riding on the game. But what happens when the season is over? At my bookie, there is no off-season. NFL, NBA, Major League Baseball, NHL, boxing, heck, table tennis, MMA, and more. If they got it, you can bet it. If the games are being played, the line is on the board at MyBookie. Just remember, where you bet, though, is every bit as important, if not more so than what you're betting on. That's why I tell all my friends to go to MyBookie.ag. Oh, but my state just approved it. There's a big whatever, or these guys are in the market. Nah. Johnny Come Latelys. You want to trust them? Trust the bookie I've been working with for years, MyBookie. MyBookie has been ahead of the game for years now. And why does it matter? Oh, I don't know. Maybe a million reasons. Better lines, better payouts, less rules. You name it. Plus, you get a bonus with me at MyBookie.ag. Use promo code Charlie, Zulu, Alpha, Bravo, Echo. That's promo code ZABE. And get your deposit matched halfway up to $1,000. That's a free cash bonus for making your deposit. Use promo code ZABE to claim the offer. You bet, you win, and most importantly, you get paid with mybookie.ag.